During these extraordinary times, are you seeking friends and collaborators, like-minded, brilliant, beautiful souls who want to be a part of creating the new earth? Here is the answer. Welcome to Soul Search. Soul Search is the high-frequency global online destination for spirituality and consciousness. This is a multidimensional community for spiritual seekers, healers, teachers, and guides for the global awakening. With Soul Search, the spiritual seeker can easily search for and connect with healing modalities, spiritual teachings, practices, and practitioners. Within the Soul Search community, you can join groups or take courses for your spiritual journey. With Soul Search, you are part of an inclusive, growing global community for consciousness. For spiritually conscious practitioners, Soul Search connects you to a global audience seeking your services. Post client reviews, articles, videos, photos, and audio. You can create secure and private online communities for your groups and clients. Be a part of an awakening community for spirituality where you can collaborate and connect with practitioners and seekers. Whether you are a spiritual seeker, healer, or just curious, join soulsearch.io today.
I am Deva Vidya, and I am here to talk about the dark night of the soul. And the dark night of the soul is something I have very intimate experience about. And I have been shown that it is one of the very important phases of ascension. And that as we go through this ascension, the dark night of the soul is what is actually helping us to step more fully into our mastery. And so let me tell you a little bit about the dark night of the soul, if that's something that you don't know about. It's also called the hero's journey. And it is a time when we go through a big shift in our lives that is sudden. It comes unexpectedly. It's a shock. And it seems to turn our entire world upside down. And it catalyzes deep pain and suffering. And this pain and suffering is actually the tool that our soul uses to drive us towards the expanded version of ourselves, to help us to grow and to expand into our mastery, to heal whatever deep wounds we have and deep traumas we have from the past, whether it be from this lifetime or from other lifetimes. And it forces us, because the pain and the suffering is so intense, it forces us to go into this dark night and go and seek out ways to alleviate the suffering and the pain. And as we seek these ways out, we seek new ways of approaching life. And those new ways actually lead us to a greater wisdom, a greater expansion of ourselves, our gifts, learning more of gifts that we didn't know were lying dormant within us, helping us to connect to our multidimensional selves and our multidimensional families. So even sounds very 3D, it's actually extremely multidimensional, and it is a portal to ascension. So I can say a lot about the dark night of the soul, because, like I said, it has been a personal experience. I have been through many of them, and three very significant ones in the last, since 2005, I think it was 2003, around there. So over the last 20 years, I have had three really significant dark nights of the soul. And each one of them, I shifted very, very greatly and received new sort of orders, right? New orders from my higher self to step into new roles. And each role brought me into a new level of who I am and my mastery, and so that I can bring forth those gifts to the world. A dear friend of mine who I believe is on the show, Raquel Spring, she's an amazing astrologer, and she very beautifully gave me an amazing astrology report. And in that astrology report, she told me that it is my soul's desire to go through dark nights of the soul so that I can continue to expand and grow. Lucky me. But this is because of my role as a leader and as a teacher for the collective consciousness. And each time I go through these phases, my audience becomes larger. And I do know that the gifts and the wisdom that I received through this last one that I just came out of, really just in the last month or so, I'm just finding myself on the other side and coming into my power, is leading me to definitely bring this great healing to the collective consciousness. So as I said, let's look at my notes. So this dark night of the soul is a shift that turns our whole world upside down. And it can come through many different experiences. It can come through relationships. And those relationships can be romantic relationships or friendships, family, business relationships, even relationships with our government or with society. It can come through a loss of a job. It can come through an illness or an injury. It can come through even, I have a friend who his house burnt down. So there's many ways that it can come, and it seems very, very dark, and it brings us into this place, this deep underworld, where we have to look at ourselves and we have to see what that deep wound is, that deep trauma is that's begging to be sought for, to be looked at, to be validated and to be healed. And so this time, what it's doing is it's actually asking us to look at what no longer is serving us, what is no longer resonant with the self that we are rising up into. And so our ego doesn't like that, right? Our ego likes to be in comfort zone and to know that everything is going to stay in its status quo. And when we get these huge shifts and the rug is pulled out from under us, we just want to hold on to what we had, whether it be a relationship, a house, our health, whatever it is, right? That job. And so that resistance actually creates more pain and more suffering. And so it's the universe and our soul is asking us to release that which is confronting us during this dark night, during this hero's journey. And so it's very much like a snake. I have a snake, so I get to watch him every time he is ready to expand and grow. He needs to shed his skin. And watching him, it's a very arduous and painful experience. He has to rub his body against these really rough and sharp edges to get the whole thing sloughed off. And it's very much like that for us. Now, if he doesn't shed his skin, he will suffocate and die because his body is growing too big for the skin. And so it's very much like us when we are going through this experience. We need to shed off the old that no longer resonates with us, that is no longer a vibrational match with us. And I can tell you that for me, it's very difficult because for me, it was a relationship. Most of my dark nights come from a relationship, from intimate relationships, and one from a relationship with my church. And having to let go of them was very difficult. And my ego wanted to hold on to what I knew, what I remembered, to remembering the good things and not allowing myself to know that the rejection is actually God's protection and redirection, and that this was actually happening for me and not to me. So those are some coined phrases I keep hearing over and over. Spirit keeps telling me that this is happening for you, not to you. It's protection and redirection. And so this is very important to know, that our soul actually set this experience up for us prior to us even incarnating into these bodies, that this is a fated experience that we agreed to go through so that we can step more fully into our mastery, so that we can step more fully into
obtaining our wisdom and our gifts and doing this work that we came here to do for the ascension. And so it can be a very lonely place because we only can do this on our own. No one else is there to do it with us. We're moving through this really dark place. When I went through my dark night of the soul in, what was it, like 2010 to 2012, this was the one that actually created the experience for me to step up into my shamanic priestess role. And when I went through that one, it felt like I was moving through molasses, like I was swimming through a pool of molasses. It was thick, it was heavy, it was dense, it was hard to move. Everything seemed like it was in slow motion and I couldn't breathe. It's a very dark experience and no one was there to come and pull me out of it. It shakes us to our core and brings us into a place that is unknown, taking us out of our comfort zone of what we knew. And it can be really frightening, but this is exactly what it's meant to do. So does any of that feel familiar to you? I'm sure that all of you have taken, I'll answer that in a second, Jamie. Thank you for the question. I'm sure all of us have at least once or twice been through a dark night of the soul. And hopefully for all of you, you're not like my soul that wants to do this often. I'm gonna sort of tell my soul, hey, listen, this is the last one I'm going through for this ascension period. So Jamie asked, how long does a dark night of the soul last? And a dark night of the soul can last 1 hour, one night, 1 month, 10 years. It really depends on how you move through the dark night of the soul. And this is why I'm here, to help you to learn the wisdom that I have learned through my experience in the dark night of the soul. So I'm just going to see if there's any other questions here. So let's see, we got Edward Casey spoke of the dolphins in the time of Atlantis. I think this is when Nicole was talking about my event the other day. It was a beautiful event, but we're not going to go there. So Jamie says that hers feels like it's 2 years. And Heather says it absolutely resonates. Fantastic. I'm so happy that you're with me on this. Not that you're in the dark night of the soul, but that you understand what I'm talking about. It seems to me that my dark nights have been 2 years. The one with the church, less. When I was redirected from the church to what happened was I was not feeling validated, and it put me into a very deep depression, because I knew that the things that they were teaching in the church were incongruent with the wisdom that I intuitively had, and no one wanted to hear me. And so I went into a very deep depression. I went from being groomed as a leader of the church into one of the weak ones that were put on the back burner and had to be watched. And what was happening was I wasn't being rejected. I was being redirected. And I was redirected to yoga. I would hear it all the time, a little voice in my head saying, do yoga, do yoga. And this led me onto the path of where I am now. It was a stepping stone. I had started to do yoga, and I came into teaching yoga and then teaching mantra, teaching about the chakras and how to balance the chakras and meditation and all kinds of things that I was actually helping people to navigate from the tools that I learned through that dark night of the soul. So where was I? So we were talking about, I don't know. So any questions before I move on? Does anyone like to ask any questions? And I'll just go over my notes while I'm waiting for you to type the question. proper language of compassion to use for oneself so it's more protective, not adopting others without insight who use outer inner criticisms and negative thoughts. Absolutely, yes. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit, actually. So thank you for bringing that up, but we'll get to that eventually. But the inner criticism is huge. Negative thought talk is huge. And we're going to get to that in a moment. I'm just going to go over and see if I left anything out that I wanted to say in my introduction before we get into how to navigate. Okay, so like I said, this is a portal into ascension, which I love because it's the name of Neil's show, right? One of the sponsors of this summit that we're doing right now. And it truly is. It's a portal to ascension. And so the first thing that we can really start to bring to our healing is knowing that this is not a punishment, that this is not something that we did anything wrong, that we actually asked for this in our soul, and that we are doing this because we need to expand and grow, just like the snake sheds its skin. And so we are going through this, and it's the very first step of navigating it is knowing that this is leading us to a more empowered, a stronger and more aligned version of ourselves, stepping into our true nature and our mastery, and that our souls need and want to go through this. When we come out of this journey and out onto the other side, we will feel bigger and brighter and stronger, more confident, living in our soul's purpose and feeling fulfilled with life. We'll emerge with new gifts and wisdom and a higher understanding. So you can see me right now, right? Let's see, it's October 30th. Last year at this time, I was still very deeply, deeply wounded. You know, you could see me laughing and smiling and dancing and going to parties, but when I'd go home, I'd be alone and I'd be crying. And it was a very difficult, difficult time. And so now I'm on the other side. I feel more like myself again, but even a brighter and stronger version of myself. And knowing that I have a greater purpose now to bring these gifts, to learn, to teach people how to navigate the dark night of the soul, how to really truly love themselves, how to heal the inner child, and how to resolve relationship conflicts on their own. And so these are the four gifts I've been given in this dark night of the soul. And I'm going to talk a little bit about them, but just I wanted to share that with you to show you how me going through this process came out the other side. And I know that I am fuller and bigger and brighter, and I have so much to give the world. And I know that you do too, if you are going through this. So Rita says it's our opportunity for dreams to become reality, unrecognizable. Okay, so the second thing is to know that this is a multidimensional experience, that this is happening on all kinds of layers, especially at this time as we're moving through this ascension, as we are creating the new earth and a new paradigm, new experience for the entire collective consciousness. This is multidimensional. It's not just happening on this human level. It's happening in many different lives. It's happening through all the different generations. We are clearing generational karma. We are working in all different kinds of realms. And so what appears to be happening on the surface is much deeper than what it actually is, it looks like on the surface. There's a saying that I'm not going to get it right probably, but when I used to go to this beautiful Celtic megalith park in Pennsylvania, there used to be a plaque in the entrance of St. Oren. And it was a quote from St. Oren that said something to the effect of, the way it is isn't the way at all, or the way it seems isn't the way it is at all. And what that meant to me was that what we see happening in this 3D experience, in this earthly experience, is only the surface, and that there is so much more happening in the multidimensional experience. And through that, we are working with these people who have actually seemed like they were the ones who hurt us, who came forth with really heavy energy, or that were cruel or mean or harsh or incongruent in their attitudes or their actions. But actually, these people have a soul contract with us, that they actually, JC said, let's say I got a download, Portal to Ascension equals Parent Teachers Association. We are parents and you panelists are our teachers. Oh, I love that. So what was I saying? So on the multidimensional level, we actually created an agreement with the people who were the catalysts who brought us into these dark nights of the soul, or through these situations, and that they are actually our angels in disguise. That there's a story that I absolutely love. It's by Neil Donald Walsh, and it's called The Little Soul and the Sun. It's a children's book, and it's about this little light that lives in heaven, this little soul that lives in heaven. And he goes to God one day and he says, I know who I am. And God says, oh, really? Who are you? And the little soul says, I am the light. And he says, well, that's right, you are the light. And he's like, well, how do I experience being in the light though? And my God's like, well, that's a little difficult because you have to go down to earth and somebody has to hurt you very badly. And then you have to forgive them. And that's how you learn that you are the light. And he's like, well, who would ever do something like that to me or for me? And another soul steps forward and says, I'll do that for you. And the little soul says, really? You would do that? You would go to earth and you'd make yourself so dense and heavy in such a low vibration to do something that would hurt me so that I could forgive you? And the other soul says, yes, I would. And the little soul said, well, why? Why would you do that? And the other soul said, because I love you. And so this is really truly love. I know it doesn't seem like love, and I know that you probably all think you're freaking crazy. and I can tell you that my last partner, nothing felt like love, nothing, zero. But I know, because I can see in the multidimensions, and I have become a very multidimensional experiencer, that I can see that even though my ex-partner has acted in such a horrible, cruel way towards me, bullying and tyrant, underneath, I know that this is only her human self, that her higher self truly loves me and came to, and did this to help me to grow and expand so that I can remember the light that I am. And that really is beautiful. And so I thank that person. You know, I thank that person from the bottom of my heart. That rejection is God's protection. And redirection. And I see also, you know, how on a multidimensional level that it is protection, because if I was still in that relationship, it would be a disaster because that person is in really bizarre energy right now, and very incongruent energy that I see through the relationships. And so it is protection for me. And so I'm grateful for that person. I'm so grateful that I was able to be redirected. And so let's see where we are. Sorry that my little tears, you know, I'm still moving through. And also the tears of gratitude. Thank you so much, Heather. I love you too. Thank you. However, it says here, I totally understand that. However, being the protector, I totally understand However, from being the protector, what does that mean, Julia? Can you clarify that? Stacy says, I so relate to this. I'm going through this now. Oh, I love that. I'm so sorry. I'm sending you so much love, Stacy, for you to help you to move through this. I'm just going to say, in case I forget, that this is the work that I do. I help people to move through this trauma. So if anyone does want to do deeper work with me, please reach out. And I'd love to help you and to move through this. Okay, so let's see. Let's see where I am in my... I'm probably the only one that cries in this whole summit. But I picked a really heavy subject, right? Okay, so the next step is to have faith, to trust and surrender to the process, to know that the universe has your back and that this is all happening, again, like I said, happening for you, not to you, that this is a divinely orchestrated experience. And once again, it's leading to enormous growth. It's leading to your empowerment. And so this is important for us to remember, that we can just take a moment and sit back and look at the entire picture. When I was in my dark night of the soul that was happening between 2010 and 2012, I was gifted eagle vision. I remember I was getting so many messages in those days because they were activating me to speak and to have conversation with the other realms and the other dimensions. And so I was constantly bombarded by messages. And one day I got a message about eagle vision. And I was, at first, I was like, what the hell is eagle vision? And then I kept thinking, and I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. It means that we have to like lift ourselves up into the higher perspective, into the eagle's view, so that we can look down and see what's happening from a different perspective, not from this little perspective of like where we are in our lives. And we're so in the muck, but pulling ourselves up out of that and seeing from the above and seeing how everything is moving and how that is actually divinely orchestrated. And so eagle vision is such a powerful tool to use as we move through the dark night of the soul. And that will help us to see how everything is working out exactly as planned, and that we don't need to feel victim to this. I'm going to talk more about victim in a moment, but we don't have to feel so much as a victim to this. Am I almost done? I hope I'm not almost done. I have so much more to say. Let me see what this says. So I was the only one who appeared to be the mean one. Well, I knew it appeared as the hard to get along with and so mean. I could relate to you, Julia. I understand. And I can see how that can be important. You know, we all have to listen to our soul's prompting. And so I'm sure that my ex-partner was listening to her prompting. And, you know, I know from what I've heard that it actually led her into a dark night of the soul as well. It says, Chris says, you are the only, what does it say? You are the only vulnerable, you're the only own vulnerable enough. Thank you for being vulnerable. You're so welcome, Chris. You know, Brene Brown says vulnerability is a superpower, right? Jamie says, yes, we appreciate your courage to be vulnerable and transparent with us. This is hard work, or at least it feels hard. Yes. We are all in deconstruction at this time, as mentioned earlier, what no longer serves, even though once our dearest, deepest desire is now what we must surrender. Yeah, exactly, Rick. Yeah, the dark night feels like isolation. You have about 3 minutes. Okay, well, I'm just going to, instead of elaborating, I'm going to just tell you the other steps, and then you can come and talk to me. I'm actually creating a program, and so you can go to my website, wayofthesacred.com. That's wayofthesacred.com. Not secret, S-A-C-R-E-D, sacred.com. I think some, and also you can go to my soul search page that Tangela just put up. And I'm going to be creating a program for the dark night of the soul, healing the inner child, self-love, and also resolving relationship conflict on your own. So I'm just going to go through the rest of the steps. So the other steps are asking to, so the what happens is that we now need to face our shadow, that we have to face the past traumas that perhaps we stuffed down, and we have to address them and validate them, to see them so that we can shine the light and heal them. I also recommend that it's very important to find a professional to help you through this time, because this is dark work that happens in the underworld, and it's very important to have somebody to support you through that. But if you want to start on your own, you can start looking into the mirror and really validating yourself. Start talking to yourself through this. The next step would be to become self-reliant. And I have a lot to say about that, but I only have a few minutes. So I'm just going to say that self-reliance is self-love, and it creates empowerment. The next thing I'll say is the sacred mirror. So the sacred mirror is looking at those people who were the catalysts for our dark night of the soul as mirrors, and seeing how their actions towards us reflect our behavior towards ourselves, and seeing how we don't love ourselves, how we are not acting lovable to ourselves. And then this next step would be to find out how can we love ourselves. Next step is to allow yourself to grieve. And this is a big one, because a lot of people will try to tell you that you shouldn't grieve, that you should just get over with it. And grieving is extremely, extremely important. And there are different stages of grief. So if you'd like, I can send them to you. You can send me a message. But it is very important. And to never let anyone tell you that you can't grieve. It's extremely important for you to heal. Otherwise, it's just going to create more damage. And the last one, let's see, is this my last one? No, this is my almost last one. My second to last one is to relationship conflict resolution on your own. Because there are many times when we feel like our soul wants so badly to heal with the person that we had conflict with that caused this dark night. But a lot of times they are not available for that. I can talk about that from my own experience. And so we need to learn how to resolve this conflict on our own, which is another, again, it's a four-part program that I'm creating from this dark night of the soul that I just went through. So that's part of it. That's part of one thing I'm going to be teaching. And then the last thing is, well, okay, so there's two more. The second to last thing is that you are not a victim, and that you need to, as somebody said earlier today, need to pay attention to when you go into victim mentality, into inner criticism, and you need to learn how to be vigilant and to have thoughts to redirect your thoughts to. So have affirmations of self-love, so that you can, once those thoughts come up, you redirect those thoughts to the self-love thoughts. And eventually the energy will start to lessen more and more until it becomes neutral. And that's the last step. The last step is divine neutrality, where you find yourself in the center. You're not angry or sad. You're not happy and ecstatic. You are in the center, and you are with this person or this situation, and you can really have unconditional love and true acceptance for the situation. And that is where we will end here today. And I wanted to tell you that there's so much more I have to say. So please follow me. You can follow me on my YouTube channel, which is Oracle of the Mystic Jaguar. Again, it's Oracle of the Mystic Jaguar. And on my Soul Search link that Tangela put up, and also on my website, wayofthesacred.com. wayofthesacred.com, and send me a message there telling me that you are interested in doing this work with me, whether it be as a one-on-one session or if you're interested in the program that I'm creating now. I love you all so much. Let me see if I can see any of these messages before we leave.
Thank you so much, Deva. That was so cool. Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. This is Neil, founder of Portal to Ascension, and just closing out this podcast here and letting you know that what you're experiencing are all types of presentations that we have on Portal to Ascension. Such a wide variety, different audio clips from conferences that we do, and then other interviews that we have also on our YouTube. And I want to take this moment here at the end and just talk to you about a few upcoming things with Portal to Ascension. We're really excited because 2023, we're really blasting off, and we have a few conferences. We have Portal to Ascension San Diego, April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. We have Portal to Ascension Glastonbury in the UK. Hope to see some of you there. That's August 11th, 12th, and 13th of next year. And then, or 2023 if you're listening to it now. And then we're also taking a tour of people to Egypt, guys. And we're going to go from September 7th. We're going to have the Hertex with us, JJ and Desiree Hertex, like you might have experienced on our channel. Joan of Angels is going to be with us, and also Alan Steinfeld. And actually, I have Joan of Angels here with me right now, so I'm going to just hand it over to her and get your input, Joan, on what we're going to be experiencing, your excitement, and all of that.
So this is a critical time in our history on the planet, and 2023 is this reawakening of our, it's just our reawakening of our spirituality and our transformation along this ascension timeline. So these events are designed to really awaken you, to really bring you to remember who you are, why you're here, your galactic origins, the power, the personal power we have within us to shift into the planet that we really want at the most optimum of potential, to align our body, mind, and spirit to get there. So these, just to be together in person, activates forgotten memories, activates light codes, activates DNA, and most of all, activates your happiness cells, because the joy in coming together is just extraordinary. So we invite you to come and be with us in any of these events around the world. And even online, we try to create that same energetics. Mm. So we love you all that we are creating a mystery school that goes around the planet and off planet.
Exactly, yes. And just a few websites for you. So firstly, of course, the main website, portaltoascension.org. We'll have everything there. You can sign up and get 1,000 plus, well, it's over 3,000 at this point, hours of free conscious content, you know, like a streaming platform where you can browse and all that. And then ascensionconference.com for Portal to Ascension San Diego, ascensionglastonbury.com for the Glastonbury Conference. And then the Egypt tour is going to be on Portal to Ascension, or is on portaltoascension.org as well. So some beautiful, amazing experiences. We're really blasting off. It's time to get exponential. You know, we've been exponential, but now the exponential curve is even going even higher, because it's really time for us to remember who we are, tap in our true potential, and make some change on Earth that's better for, creates betterment for everybody, right? And that's why we're doing what we do. That's why this podcast exists. So excited to see you guys there. AscensionConference.com and Portal to Ascension. Joan, any closing words?
Ascension Glastonbury. Yeah, we're all taking off together. This is the times for which we've been called, loves. Can't wait to see you there.
Love you all.